on Daf Ayin Hey Arusbeid Atataf Tanina Mihachi. We also have a brighter that says like Reb Yehuda Rashi. Daha Makom Echad Matin Bekitzoni Kama. We talked about a place where the inner Kotzer and the outer Kotzer put the Eruv, the Makom Echad, and that Makom Echad is on the outer side. Tanina Mihachi. Not in a way, Ruvin Bechitzona. Again, we have the that they put the Eruv in the Chitzona. Remember, it's a double Eruv. There's one Chatzah within the other Chatzah. The Shachach Achad Benim in Chitzona or Benim in the Pnimis. And now they forgot. Someone forgot. So again, let's get the scenario, remind ourselves again, just letting you know on this sugi over here that Erevin has a reputation as a hard sector. Not difficult. There's a difference between difficult and hard. And then these are one of these dachim that give it a reputation. Not that it's difficult, it's just you have to get through it. The problem at sea is difficult. This is just a little bit on the hard side. Just getting the cases down and all the details with it. So again, you have two chatzeros, one within the other one. The inner one has the rite of passage through the outer one. So since they have the rite of passage, they can also the usage of the outer one. The case over here is they combined an Eruv together, meaning everybody should use everything together and everybody should be happy. What happened was one person forgot to make the Eruv. Now we know the halacha that person could do bittul. But where he did not do bittul, someone forgot whether he was on the outside or whether he was on the inside. He didn't make an Eruv, it messes everyone up. They are all usher to use the Mavoi, which means they cannot carry from within their house into the Mavoi. They put the Eruv in the inner side, right? The first case they put on the outer side, which was the case of our Mishnah, that's for Makom Echad. Now comes a case where they put it on the inner side, everybody combined together. And now someone from the inner side forgot to make the Eruv. Again, they're both also. Everyone is also over here. Someone forgot to make the Eruv. Until there's bittul done, no one can use it. Minachitzona. Now here's the case. We're going to have a machloket. They all combined with an Eruv. They put it on the inner chatzer. Someone from the outer chatzer forgot v'lo Eruv. Shteim is surah to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds they're both usher and using it. In this case, the penimus is mutter Rashi. Tani nami hachi k'vav Yehuda, k'vav Yehuda. Zaha makom echad matni b'chitzoni kamar. It's chitzoni kamar where it's everybody holds it also. If it's on the penimus, they put the Eruv in the penimus, and someone from the penimus forgot to then see to makloket. Same in penimus, same in surahs, keep them in parshinon. We already explained it. Now know what the Eruv in penimus, they put it on the inner courtyard. The shachar chadmin of penimus, same in surahs. Why? The chitzona mitzora, the inner one is now their atzer, right? Someone from the inner part has it. The chitzona mitasar v'shachar penimus. So the outer one is asar because someone from the inner one forgot to do it. So lomatitz luchimene, they can't separate themselves from the inner courtyard. Field the late ruvikave, and then the air is not by them. They're stuck. Now the case again is they put it on the inner part, the inner chatzar and the outer chatzar made an Eruv together. They put the Eruv on the inner part and someone from the outer part forgot. Shteim is surah to be Rabbi Akiva. V'lo aninu mistalik penimit minei. Because he does not hold that the inner one can remove themselves from it. Remember, there's two chatzars. This is just Michael Morbia. Here's one chatzar, the other chatzar, they can go through it. We'll just use a safer. One, two. This guy has to go through this one. It's over here, the Eruv, and here's the outer one. Someone from here forgot. The inner one can remove themselves from the outer one. Ki'ilu putting a door up and saying, we don't have anything to do with you. Rabbi Akiva does not hold of that type of lamdas. Shteyem is source of Rav Kiva. Below Amrinan, we don't say Tistalik Pnimit Mina. We don't say that they could use themselves. Because the Meforshal Kameda, we're going to say. The Eruv HaChitzonim Munach L'Tocha. Why does he hold that the inner one cannot just remove himself? We don't have anything to do with you. You forgot. We'll just keep it in ourselves and say that like we built a door, a wall between us and you. Why? Because the Eruv HaChitzonim Munach L'Tocha, since the inner courtyard has the outer courtyard's Eruv, Margila Sham. They're normal to go there. If you put your thing over there, you make your point, you go through it, and then normally to go through it. And therefore, the inner courtyard can't just close the door, Ki'ilo, and exclude the outer courtyard. But the Chachamim say, no, Pizu Penimut Muteret. The Mishum Shechacha Chitzona, because the outer guy forgot it, Lo Mitzra. It's not going to usher the inner one. Ella achada dasha umistalka mina. They can close the door. This is like a figurative. They can close the door umistalka mina, and they can remove themselves. So we have a machloket now. Let's get the machloket clear, because the Gemara is going to go back and forth now. Again, you have the inner one going through the outer one. They have a rite of passage through the outer one. The outer one uses the inner one, but they don't have the rite of passage. They all combined with an Erev and they put it in the inner chatzer. And now someone from the outer chatzer forgot to make the Erev, he could ruin it for everyone. The Chachamim says no, the inner one can still use it. Since the Erev is on the inner one, and no one forgot from the inner one to make the Erev, they could ki'ilu say, we're locking the door. We don't have anything to do. We've been misstalled. We've removed ourselves from the partnership over here. And therefore, they can use it. They could go from their house into the chatzah, the outer one, forget it. That's what Chachamim says. Rabbi Akiva says, no, you cannot do that, since the outer one is normal, is accustomed to go in the inner one cannot just close the door and say, we don't have anything to do. Okay, so that's the machloket we have over here. That Chachamim say, they say that the lashon is, achada dasha umistalka. We'll close the door and remove ourselves from you. Since the air was in our part, and the one forgot from our part, forget you. Okay. Only lay Rabba Barakana la Bayo. Rabba Barakana asks you, Bayo. My Shnada Rabbanan, the Ami Panimis Muteris, what's the difference? Rabbanan say the Panimis Muteris, why Mishum Dechada Dasha Mishnamsha? Because they say you could close the door, and then we could and just use it, and use the Arkhats and have nothing to do with you. Levavi Akiva Nami. Tiyachi Dasha Vitamish. Rabbi Akiva also closed the door and used it. Why does Rabbi Akiva say that the inner courtyard cannot do this? It sounds like a very nice alumnus. Just close the door, nothing doing. Amalei answers him. Eruv Margila. Because the Eruv that's on the inner part causes the outer part to be Margil. I'm going on the inner part. So the outer courtyard has the right to go in the inner courtyard. Therefore, the inner courtyard can't just close the door and just be misspelling. Oh. Lebabaninami, Eruv Margila. So then say about the Rabbanin. If this is the Machloka, the Rabbi Akiva says they could go in the inner part. What, the Rabbanin don't agree with that? That the outer people have a right to be Ragil in the inner part so they can't close the door? No. The Amr, because the inner part can say, L'tikune shitaftir. We did it for our good. For a tikkun, we made a shutfus with you. For lole avuti, not to mess us up. The whole reason why we joined together with you is for our benefit. And now we're finding it's for our detriment. We're not interesting. So if that's to Rabbanan, that's why the outer one can't ruin it. So what are you going to do with Rabbi Akiva? Back and forth. I mean, where's the nekuda of the machloket going on over here? Where's the machloket? For our good, you Rabbi Akiva, also the inner one can say, for our good, we made this shitfus with you, veloli avuti, and not to mess us up. So then why does Rabbi Akiva say that they can't do this, that they cannot be mistalik? Well, Chachamim say they can be mistalik. Because they can say, maftinam lach vishusi. Rabbi Akiva says, we can remove our... We have to remove ourselves from you, Rashi. So see Rashi up to here. Bizu penimus muteris, we saw that. Meftalinan lach. Kiyomer Rabbi Akiva Pnimit Asur. Why is the Pnimit Asur according to Rabbi Akiva? Ad Shetevatel Lachitzona. Until the outer one does Bittol, Rishus, Hegel Rabbi will come on. Until they make the things, they're vado in it, and they have to remove themselves. So why doesn't Rabbanan hold this? For Rabbanan, the reason why Rabbanan over here, now we're finding the exact source of the machloket, ein bitul rishus mechatzu v'chatzu. Because Rabbanan holds that one chatzu cannot make a bitul to the other chatzu. Rebbe Kiva holds that you can't remove yourself until we're mevatel our rishus from going in there. And since we're allowed to go in there, and we're ragil to go in there, you can't just close the door and say goodbye to us. Rabbanan says, we have a problem over here. You cannot, they hold the alumnus, you cannot make a bittul from one chatzah to the other chatzah. Therefore, since you can't make one bittul from one chatzah to the other chatzah, the inner courtyard could just close the door and say goodbye. Okay? Not that bad. Okay, that's the machloket, Rabbi Akiva, and Chachamim. The machloket is, can the inner chatzah close the door, ki'ilu, not that they have to build the door and close it, but can they close the door and say, we don't have anything to do with you? Rabbi Akiva says, no, they can't, because the outer chatzah has the rights to go in there until they're going to be mevatel their rishus. Chachamim hold, there's no such thing as bitul rishus from chatzah to chatzah, and therefore, they did it for our good, we joined in the shutfas with you, not for it to get messed up, and therefore they could ki'ilu close the door, and they could be totally mut to separate themselves from them, since the Erev is in their chatzah, and no one from their chatzah forgot to join in the Erev. Okay. Rashi, ein bitul rishus mechatzah lechatzah, v'yamat. Just a lot, and if you're going to say, you're going to ask for us, mi'avatalat, it's messing us up, hilchakamala, the tikunish, chitavtich, v'lamivati, we didn't let you try to ruin it for us, it was only for our good that we tried doing this. Okay. Now, here's where the complication sets in. Okay? So now. We had a machloket earlier between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan on whether you can be mevatel chatzer lechatzer. There's nothing new to this masechta. It's a machloket amoraim. But yet it seems now that this is clear out, a machloket Rabbi Akiva and Chachamim over here. It's a Mishnah. Over there, we never mentioned it. We put down the thing over there. Shmuel holds you cannot do bittul mechatzu lechatzer, and Rabbi Yochanan holds you can do bittul mechatzu lechatzer. Amit Pav, we had it on. So the question is, let's say that this is the machloket of Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. And over there, we should have brought it up, and we didn't. So what's the difference? So Leima Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan bitlukta, Rabban and Rabbi Akiva kai. Mifligi. Let's say that their machloket, the old machloket that we had in the sector, and whether you could be mevatel chatzah lechatzah. It seems like this is, the Gemara came out, this is the maskana of the nekuda of the machloket, is whether you could be mevatel on, according to Chachamim, since you can't be mevatel, therefore the inner courtyard can ki'ilu close their door. Rabbi Akiva says no. So let's say that's the machloket. The Shmuel that says lo bittul chatzah mechatzah says like Rabbanan that the inner courtyard has the right to ki'ilu close the door and exclude himself from the outer courtyard. Rabbi Yochanan that says one can be mevatel mechatzah lechatzah. The Yom Kippur Rabbi Akiva, the whole thing Rabbi Akiva, that since you can be mevatel, it's in the outer courtyard's hands, and until they do it, you can't be you can't close the door. Omer lechashmuel. So Shmuel says no. They're both going to say no. We're different. Our machloket is different, and I could even answer up according to Rabbi Akiva. Omer lechav Shmuel, the fact that I said you can't be mevatel mechatzah lechatzah doesn't mean I only ascribe to Chachamim Shita. You could also learn me and Rabbi Akiva that holds that you can't be mevatel. Omer lechav Shmuel, not that you can be mevatel, but the outer one can be, the outer one prevents the inner one. Omer lechav Shmuel, ani d'amri afilu Rabbi Akiva. I can hold like Rabbi Akiva. Oh, how we just set up the nekuda, the machloket over here, that Rabbi Akiva says you can be mevatel mechatzah lechatzah, and Shmuel says you can't. Ad kan lo kamer Rabbi Akiva. Here, Rabbi Akiva, it's the double, like, negative. Hacha ella. Rabbi Akiva only said over here, b'shtei chatzer zu lefnim zu. In a specific case, where one chatzer is in the other one, since the asrana haradei, since they can usher each other, they have special kochot with each other, therefore, he would hold that one can be mevatel the other. They're like intimately involved with each other. Since one can usher the other one, one can actually do bittel over here. Of al hakam, but in the case that I put down, you don't have where they can usher each other, therefore I don't know if you have a bittel over there. Mikai asra haradei? Is it that they're ushering each other, that one has his hand in the other one, that you can see that one can actually use bittel and mimistalik for the good of the other one? Or not for the good of the other one, but for it, that will eventually help out the other one. Sivashi. Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan, the pligaleel, the pirkan, daf samich ches. Okay, the bittel mechatzel lechatzel, the bittel mechatzel lechatzel. The asra haradei. Since our case, they're using each other, al yedei hergol ha'eruv, since they can go back and forth, and now through the fact that they're walking back and forth, they can usher each other, even the outer one can usher the inner one. Umitokshi usrin, since they can usher, mevatlin, they can mevatl. V'chi amreyana v'shtei chatzeros u'petzak, but in our case, that I said in the case where there's two chatzeros, u'petzak b'neim, there's a petzak b'neim, v'lo eruv. They didn't make an eruv. You can't make a mavatl. Meaning the two cases are not similar. When it comes to one eruv in the midst of the other one, where they have to use each other and they can usher each other, there we say bittel works. But in my case, where they're not using each other and they're not going to usher each other, I don't hold that you could use bittel. For Rabbi Yochanan, that over there between two chatzeros holds you could be mavatl one reshus to the other reshus. Hacha, sorry, for Rabbi Yochanan, who holds like that, he says, Anna, oh my Anna, I'm in the field of a bonin. I can agree with Rabbanin in the case over here, and Rabbi Yochanan, of course, wants to be like Rabbanin, because if he's agreeing with Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbanin are the Vadim, we have Kalali Shas over here. Kalacha like Rabbi Akiva against his Chavero, but not Chaverov. When it's Chaverov, it's going to be the Kalacha like Rabbanin. So, of course, this is really what we need this for Rabbi Yochanan, to show that I also say like Rabbanin. Ah, kana lo kamar Rabbanin hacha ele diyamat la amivatlali kayasorit. Over here, in the case, the reason why Rabbanin says your bittel doesn't work, because they could say, almost rhetorically, until that you're mevatl me, it's going to usher? Meaning, I got to sit around and wait for you to mevatl me, and until then it's going to be usher? A lie? And therefore, they're going to hold that you could do mistalik. I could be mistalik. You mean it's not the machloket really if one can be mevatel chatzli answer. But Bonin say what? I have to wait for you to usher on me with your bito? I'll just ki'ilu put up a door and remove myself from you. Aval hatam mika asrullah. Since over there, their bito never does any issa until the mevatel, there's no issa that's going on in the chatzir, one can do bito mechatzli chatzir. Rashi, a feel of a Bonin. To Rabbanan Nami Moda Diyesh Bittel. He holds, Rabbi Yochanan holds, Rabbanan really agrees when there's just Stam two Chatzeros, when it's not a case of Zub Lefnim Zub, but one next to each other, that there's Bittel. You could do Bittel from one Chatz to the other to let your other friends use your Chatz from their house to their Chatz. The Filo Achi Avat Karile. And yet, even the case there's Bittel, we hold this the Svora of Avati, you're going to mess me up. Why the Amala Panimis, the Panimis can say to the outer one, I'm a Vitalitli, until you are Mevatl me, but oh Chalo Vitalta, until you're Mevalta at the sort of light, you're going to answer me? Hilcha Gida Ant Vitat Pitula. Forget your bit, so we don't have anything to do with you. Dalopa Edenle, we don't want you. And since they can say something like that, therefore the bitul. We don't need the bittel. It's not that there is no bittel. It's not that the Chachamim don't hold ein mevatel reshus. They do hold that. Except over here, it's not no geir, because the inner one can say, we don't want anything to do with you. We'll just close the door. But over there, the machloket, Rabbi Yochanan says there is bittel, mika asra, chatzah ala chaverta. There's no isra of one chatz. The one chatz doesn't usra the other one. The pesek shepidehem, below eruv. There would be an Ivud. And therefore, that's the case. So, the machloket that we started off saying between Rabbanan and Rabbi Akiva, that is whether or not you could be Mavatam Rishus from Rishus, is not so. Because it's more complicated than that. The machloket over here is whether or not we apply the lumdus of Bittel over here. Could be that they both agree that you can be Mevatel, it could be that neither case is Mevatel. But over here, since there is a case where you're ushering, either you can be Mevatel, or it's a case where one is ushering the other one, since I could just close the door, who's desired to be Mevatel? So it's the case, the machloket is whether or not it's applicable at all or not over here, Bittel or not. Period. Right there. The last part of the Mishnah, to see it inside in the Mishnah, it says, "Im hayu shel yachidim ein tzrichim la'arav." You have two chatzeros, this one in the midst of the other one. The inner one is only one person living there, and the outer one doesn't really matter if there's one or two or three. Really, it matters in the inner one because, again, the inner one has the right of passage, and since he's the only one living in his chatzer, if he's a yachid, his chatzah is always going to be mutter to him, because he doesn't have to make an eruv. One person doesn't have to make an eruv in his chatzah. He doesn't make an eruv chatzeros. He has to, of course, make sure it's a kosher eruv chatzah that he can go in, but he doesn't have to make an eruv because he's only one person. So the Mishnah says, "Im ayu shel yachidim eina tzarichin liarv." He doesn't have to make the eruv. Our Gemara says now, "Omer Rev Yosef, Tani." There's a brisa. Rebbe Tani Brevi. Rebbe says, "Hayu gimel." A sword. If there's three, it's going to usher. Mashma. Three, meaning either one in the inner and two in the outer, or one in the outer and two in the inner. Now, it's a sword. One is two in the inner. I understand how they can usher the out one. But if there's one in the inner, this is the problem with this statement. If there's one in the inner one, why should it be that he's usher? Now it's mashma, since they just said three, either case. One in the inner, two in the outer, or two in the inner, and one in the outer. Okay? That's the mashmaot of the statement from Rav Yosef. Hayashlosh esorim, Rashi. Omer Rav Yosef, Tani Rebbe, im hayu gimel, ben beitachit sona, where there's two in the outer one, osrim, it's going to be usher. And you don't need two in the penimis to asar. That's a chiddush. This is now a chiddush. To have your regal hasor, elafilu shnayim bechitzona, even if there's two in the chitzona, asar achier v'shteim yachad gezerim mishum rabim bepenimus. It's a gezerim over here. Really, one person in the penimis, he doesn't have to make an error. He has right of passage. He shouldn't asar ever the outer one. But since where there might be two, and they didn't make an Eruv, it's going to be the outer one. So therefore, we're going to be Gozer with this two in the outer one, and one in the inner one, it will also Aser. That's what Rav Yosef said. Omer Rav Yosef, Tani Rebbe, Hayu Gimel Aser. They're going to Aser. Omer Lehu Rav Beivai, Lo Tatzisulei. Don't listen to Rav Yosef over here. Remember, Rav Yosef once got sick, and he forgot a lot of his limud. And when he got better, there's many cases in the Gemara. We had a few cases in our Masechta also where he remembered his limudim and there was mistakes. So Rav Beivai says, don't listen to Rav Yosef over here. Anam Ritzin Neheli Mishmeya Derav Adabar Ava Ritzin Neheli. I was the one who told him this din many years ago, and I said it in the name of Rav Adabar Ava. It's not a vice. It's not Rebbe. I told him Ritzin Neheli. I mentioned this to him. And the reason is, since we say the Rabim in the outer one, and we might come to be Machlif where there's a Rabim in the inner one, so we also, even when there's two in the outer one, the Gezerah. But it's not Rabbeinu HaKodesh. Amar Rav Yosef, when he heard Rav Beivai say this, oh, Mori the Avram, absolutely. Rabim Berebi Echalifli. I messed up when I was sick, and I became all Nivavel with my limudim. I mixed up the word Rabim for Rebbe. And it's not a brisa, it's an amor, which means it takes down its authority. And especially since the Gemara immediately says now, Fishmul Omer Leolam Mutarot Achu Shnayim Bifinim Ve'achad Bechitzona. And Shmuel is arguing. He says we don't make a gezeira where there's a vavim in the outer one and only one in the inner one to usher it. Rather, Leolam Mutarot, it's always going to be muta, no matter how many people are in the outer courtyard, if there's only one in the inner courtyard, until you have two in the inner one. But if there's one in the inner one, it doesn't matter how many in the outer one. And the gezeira of Rav, what was it? Of Rav Adabar Ava, that Rav Bevi told Rav Yosef, we hold like Shmuel over here. Rashi, lo titesule, don't listen to him. Lamai tanala mishmei the Rebbe. Don't listen to what he brought down as a brisa in the name of Rebbe. The lav matanitani, it's not a brisa. Ela shemata, it's a amora statement. Hey, v'yana matan ehele mishmei the Revada. Umina tama zeh amati. From that same time, I said to him, lo, oh, el v'yari kare ravi mikatsona. Since we're saying already a ravi, more than one, there's two. In the outer one, because we're mishim ravim, but panimus, we also say because of the ravim and the panimus. Rav Yosef chala v'shachak talmudo. Rav Yosef got sick, he forgot his talmidim, and he relearned it all. So there were certain times that Rav Yosef forgot his limudim. Ravim b'revi echalafli. Yeah, he meant, yes, I in my sickness, I messed up. I thought you meant, when I was mivavil, I thought it was revi and not ravim. And the time that you said this, it's many in the outside, I messed it up with the word Rebbe. When I got sick, when I got better and I started learning again, I remember that's exactly what you said. And I thought it was Rebbe. Okay, next case. Omer Rebbe Elazar, which makes it a big difference. If it's Rebbe Elazar, it's an Amora, even though it's Rebbe. Unless it's Rebbe Elazar ben Azaria. Rebbe Elazar is Rebbe Elazar ben Patat in the Gemara, which was a Talmud of Rebbe Yochanan, 32nd generation of Amoraim. Rebbe Eliezer, of course, is Rebbe Elazar HaGadol, Rebbe Elazar ben Hyrcanus, the Rebbe of Rebbe Akiva, and when it usually says, when we refer to the Amor Rebbe Elazar, it's Rebbe Elazar ben Azaria. So Rebbe Elazar over here is an Amor. Amor Rebbe Elazar, v'nachri, if the inner, we just finished establishing that if the inner courtyard has only one person, his rite of passage is not going to usher the outer one. Okay? Unless there's two in the inner one, and then they make an error between them, because then they have a regular saurus is going to usher the outer one. That's what we saw in the last year. The Nachri, he says, but a goy, hurry who kivavi, if the inner chatzah has one yachid goy living in it, he will have a din like the vavim, and he will usher the outer one. So the other obvious question is, why? Why all of a sudden with the goy, the yachid ruins it, he's going to usher the outer one? Maishna Yisrael de lo aser. So what's the difference between a Yisrael de lo aser? The man yada yada. Whoever knows that it's a yachid, he knows it's a yachid, he's not going to aser. Uman de lo yada, and if you don't know that there's a yachid there, so it's not going to aser. Why? So that, and they don't know that there's a yachid there, but there is a yachid, we don't have to worry because the person will be sabe, it will be eruv. The reason why he's not aser is because they put an eruv there. So a manushak, a Yisrael, a yachid of a Yisrael is not going to be usher. Either they know that there's a yachid there and it's not going to usher, and if they don't know, they'll assume that they put an Arab up so the yachid shouldn't usher. So nachminami, a singular goy should be the same lamas also. Amin and the yada, yada. If you know it's a yachid, you know it's a yachid, and therefore it shouldn't, it doesn't mevato. The lo yada, and if you don't know how many goyim are living there, also. Sava Igori Orka. You assume that he rented it. And even so, even if there's not a Rami, you assume the best over here, that people aren't doing it, sir. No. The reason, the difference between a Gori and not, Vistam Nachri Iita, because if they im Iita Diagor, if they're being paid, Nifa Poi, they'll discuss it. They'll tell people. could be two ways. He'll discuss it. Ah, look at those silly Jews over there. They're paying me money just for... I can walk through anywhere. They're paying me money bechinam, these Jews over here. He'll start talking about it with his friends. Or he could say, oh yeah, I just realized that I could have gotten so much more money from those Jews. They needed me to give permission for them over there to walk through the chutz. Stop me to talk. Whatever the case is, it's an unusual thing that he starts getting paid money for this. He'll talk either because he got money for nothing, or he could have maybe tried ripping off the Jews more because he could have ushered them. Rashi. How are you, Kavabi? Makoy is a thin like Kavabi. In Tarnakli, the Penimis, Ushne Yisraeli, the Chitzona, Oseret, Trisut Vaglo. His rite of passage can also them alayim, Ach Yaskir, until they rent it back from him. He labored the Shmuel Amar. Of course, it's like Shmuel. Beverly Yaza de Milta. The Ila Rav Adar. This is not Rav Adar. According to Rav Adar, Mayiri Nakri. Who do you care about a Nakri? Afilu Yisrael Nami Asa. This eels, as long as it's Rabim in the outside one, it could Asrovia Asa. Ki Avishai Bechitzona. Fahalecha Lameimed de Biyachid Bechitzona Asa. We don't say that over there. Da Ashta, Filu Darim Obekata Asmo. We can't say that there's one going in a one and one going in the other. Rashi's going to all things. Is this like Shmuel? Is it like Rav Adar comparing to other one? It's like Shmuel. Also, maybe it's each Yachidim. It's just going back on other sugyas. Hi, Kamalan, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Dioma Ach Yushne Yisraelim Osim Zed Zed Rishus Vaglo. Lo Kol Shekein to Lo Asra. So, it's like Shmuel over here. Indicates the Yada Shehu Sham Yachid V'Yada She'en Regala Muter Asrod V'lo Naftimi Nechorva. If it's a Yachid, we know that the Yachid's not going to Asra. In the case the Goy will talk. Mifa Poi. Kala Eitle. The call comes out. Fahani lo agra, and we know that he didn't rent it. If his vavim over here, umad lo yada shehu darsha yachid, and therefore, since nothing was said, we don't know if he by himself. So for the injuries, it's a regular service. Inami erusho penimis v'chitonis moba makom nakli below sechiras. You might come to the wrong conclusion, and therefore we usher it. So just real quickly, the Mishnah Berurah over here says if the inner person is a Goy living in there, he says the reason why the Yachid of a Goy should also, why does it also? Very nice, he might come and make a mistake. He says like this, all of this is it's Ki'ilo, if one is living on the inside and one is living on the outside, and they're Mutter, the inner one has the rights in the outer one, it's Ki'ilo like they're all living in the outer one. That's the lum that's going on over here. He brings the name of the Rambam, there's the Rashi, but they're all discussing this. It's like they're all living in the outer one. Oh, now you have a case if they're all considered like you're all living in the outer one. If it's a Jew on the inside and a Jew on the outside, so you're all living together. If it's a Nachli on the inside and a Jew on the outside, we have now the Gezer that we had before that we don't make a Reuven when you're living with a Goy, because you might come and learn from the Maestris. So we don't keep the Heter of making an Arab over here. Time for Reuven. Okay, next case. Amar Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel. Now this we have a picture for, in the picture book, page 243. Yud batim ze l'fanim mezeh. You have one courtyard, I have the picture over here, one courtyard out here, and there's the entranceway, and you have inner apartments going on over here. Everyone has to use the other one to go out, except for the last one. He doesn't have to, he has to use everybody else's, and no one else uses him. So the inner guy, everybody, number two has to go through number one. But the last one has to go through everyone. Meaning everybody is going, has someone going through, has the drisat regal. There's a rite of passage to another person. In that case, yud batim zeh, nimi zeh, penimi, the inner one, notin et eruvo, he has to put up an eruv, v'dayu, and that's it. No, even the outer one. Chitzon, the outer one. Beit Sharhu. New concept. It's going to come up in the next pair. He's a Beit Shar. Meaning he's like a gatehouse for the inner one that you have to go through. He doesn't look at the inner guy, doesn't have to look at the outer guy as someone that he has to, as a dear place. It's a Beit Shar for him to go through. A Beit Shar doesn't need an air. We'll discuss later on in the next pair. Now, Chitzon Shal Penimi. It's the Chitzon Shal Penimi, meaning the ninth house. See Rashi up to here. Yud batim zeh l'pnimi zeh. Chiton petuach l'chatzer. And the outer one is open to the chatzer. Bechulam drisot raglo alav. Each one has a rite of passage going through them. Upnimi doris akulam. And the inner one goes through everyone. She'ein lo yitziah el aderech zu. This is the only way he can get out. Kulam nasim beis sharlo. Everyone is considered like the gatehouse to him. He's just got to go through it. The only one who can usher everyone is the Pnimi, the one Levado, Kedemino, the Pirkan. As we said earlier, Vahadah, Sham, Enu, Osa, Ilkach, Kishaboyim, Shad, Yurim, Apasuchim, Lakotcha, Uliyar, Vechatzeo, Pnimi, Zen, Notin, Pat, Fishayin, Shrikham. Since everyone has a din of a Beit Shar, and a Beit Shar doesn't need an Eruv, they're all a Beit Shar because of the inner one, no one has to put up an Eruv, just the inner one has to put it up. In order because this feast would regal through everyone. So we said on that, Rabbi Yochanan says, a fila chitzona, tzarkli tenet apat. No, it's chitzona shel panimis, beis atchi lechatzor. So what are they arguing on over here? Whether you have to put in the last one or the ninth one? B'makim b'filiki, mas of a beis shar liyachid, shemei a beis shar. One holds a beis shar for a yachid, is called a beis shar. Even for 1 ounce, it's called a base shar. And therefore, it's a base shar, and he doesn't need to do it. That's the first shita. That was the first shita. That was Rav Yehuda Meir Shmuel. And therefore, it's a base shar, he doesn't need it. He's considered a base shar, doesn't need a chatzar. Umasar, Rav Yochanan says, lo shmei a base shar. A base shar for Yachid is not a base shar. Therefore, the two houses don't have, the ninth house is not a base shar. And since he's not a base shar, and he has right of passage, he has to put the air of in his spot, in his place over here.